Yorkton, when it comes to attracting youth to sport, it's important they get introduced young. And that was exactly the hope of 2 days of clinics for youth held at the Yorkton Curling Club Sunday and Monday. On Sunday, 64 youth, a full roster, participated in a clinic geared toward those who already had at least a basic understanding of the sport, and had an interest in refining their skills. It was geared toward youth grade 6 to 12, although it was not a school event. Then on Monday, a Learn to Curl session, which is more geared to beginners, with little or no experience on the ice. There were 32 schools in the area which had been contacted to have students involved in the Monday sessions, which included on-ice and off sessions, with more than 80 taking place, a number reduced by the weather conditions. "We're trying to get kids back to curling," offered Dave Barron, one of the local organizers, in a recent Yorkton This Week story about the clinics. Saskatchewan curler Kirk Myers, who was part of the 2011 Canadian Junior Curling Championship team, was one of the instructors. He said just seeing so many young players out on the ice was gratifying. "It's great they are here and you want them to have some fun," he said, adding that's the first step, having youth having fun learning the techniques of the game, sweeping, sliding and throwing rocks. "You want them excited about the sport. That's so important." Myers said everyone, youth included, have so many recreational options these days, ranging across a long list of sports, but also dance, video games and more, and that's a good thing. In fact, he said he believes youth should try many things, exploring until they find what they truly enjoy. Of course, Myers said he also believes curling has a lot to offer in terms of being something youth embrace. "Curling can take you to the highest levels, playing professionally around the world," he said. "If you work really hard, there's the opportunity to be great," said Myers. "It can put you into provincial play where you can be the local hero. Or, it can just be a lifelong sport enjoyed at the local club level," added Myers. "Anybody can play the sport," said Myers, adding in comparison to other sports, curling is even a reasonably priced option. Of course, the next step is to keep the youth attending the clinics involved with curling. To that end, CurlSask has a new initiative this year, a series of U15 triple spiels designed to support young curlers' love of the game and provide the opportunity to practice their skills and meet curlers from across Saskatchewan. Triples curling is a new discipline that has been developed by Curling Canada. As its name suggests, curlers compete in teams of three when playing triples. All ends consist of 6 shots per team, with each player throwing 2 of those shots. Triples games consist of 3 sets of 2 ends each. Each set can be seen as a 2-end mini game, with each team playing with the hammer for one of these ends and without the hammer for the other. One of the unique features of the triples discipline is that curlers are required to play a different position, i.e., lead, middle, and skip, for each set of the game. Yorkton hosts one of the U15 events November 5 and 6. These spiels assist in the preparation for those playing in the U15 Triples Cup.